Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa. Now to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Thanks so very much for tuning in. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. That would include our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, and the job you're doing. And not to be forgotten about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. Tom, thanks very much for your efforts and your pals out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and Twitter. And in every case, the handle you'll be able to find us at over there is at Captain's America, and it'll take you right to where we're at on those different sites. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and take advantage of all the things that are there. In the meantime, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Happy, happy, happy Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Joe Biden just never seems to get anything right. But even when he's trying to tout a success, at least in his mind, celebrating the bipartisan gun legislation that he signed in June with an event at the White House, he managed to screw that all up, and boy, did he. A father by the name of Manuel Oliver, whose son, Joaquin, was killed during the mass shooting at the Douglas High School. He stood up and shouted at Biden. Biden shouted back at him and said, "Sit down." But then a couple of moments later, Biden says, "Let him talk," because he kept saying stuff. Now, perhaps then realizing who he was, that's why he told him to keep talking, you know, to go ahead and talk. But then things quieted down because the Secret Service escorted him out of the area. Now, that, in my opinion, was a huge mistake.
That particular fella actually met with Biden earlier in the day, or somebody at the White House earlier in the day. So for Biden not to recognize him makes things even worse if he had met with Biden. We don't know who it was, but he was apparently invited there.
Yep.
And got credentials to be there, and then Biden screws it up. So, yeah.
And thank you very much, because that was a Florida person, and I believe, and the incident we're talking about was down here in Florida. And I think that Biden just lost all chances here in Florida as a result of that. The people here in South Florida were talking about it all last night.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of material. you know, he didn't even pronounce bodega right. He yeah. can't get that right. And then I think he actually said something about the Marjorie Stoneman, Stoneman Douglas event killing as something that happened 100 years ago.
Yeah, he did. He mentioned
or,
that in
or 1918 or something.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
he didn't get that one right.
Nope, it was very embarrassing, and of course the White House, I'm sure this morning, is licking their wounds on that one. But he did get Javier Becerra's name right when he had him standing up there talking about the executive order that he was fixing to put through there. And here's the latest thing about this. Wait till you hear this one, and I'm sure you heard about it. They want to take a ship and launch it out into the Gulf. And I don't know if it's just going to be going back and forth out there or it's going to be anchored or what the deal is going to be, but they want to have abortions on that ship in international waters.
That's been suggested.
That is amazing. You talk about leaving the door open for all kinds of trouble.
Well, you know, they... I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, because the Supreme Court decision changed nothing.
Right.
If it changes, it's because it happened at the state level, not because of the Supreme Court.
Correct. But they got people out there that believe that everything was changing. They can't get an abortion anymore. They're taking away our rights. It's not true. It's just not true.
Which tells me that, you know, we have some people in this White House that are not reading decisions. They're not using the Office of Legal Counsel. And I'm thinking that the Office of Legal Counsel, if they're not being challenged to read these decisions, that they're useless, too, which is another problem.
That's true. That's all true. Now, Michael Moore, just to add a little salt to the wound, has drafted... Whoops. Okay, we got to go to break. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Michael Moore, folks, because this is going to be one of those, you won't believe what Michael Moore, the Hollywood producer type, did yesterday, what he's come out and said. You won't believe it. But we're going to tell you, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Well, the right after this is this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office and the Geico website, GEICO.com, Geico.com, can get you coverage for just about anything that you own. Now, they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, and RV, but where you really save the money is when you bundle the insurance, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance together with your automobile policy, and that will get you a further discount, and that will save you a bunch of money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, very quickly here because we got a caller. Michael Moore has drafted a new constitutional amendment. Mr. Michael Moore, whatever the hell he is, king, I guess, to take away our gun rights.
I saw it.
Yep. Not going to happen, but I don't know what he's trying to prove.
It doesn't matter. He's just putting it out there.
Well, isn't that just ducky? All right, let's go to the phone line because we got Aaron up here in Colorado listening to us on KNUS in Denver. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, morning, Cap, Denise. You know, Michael Moore, his documentary is anti-capitalism. The General Motors documentary came out. Of course, socialized medicine, documentary about Cuba's health care, so-called health care system, which is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Bowling for Columbine, of course, definitely anti-Second Amendment. So, I mean, this is just an overweight, bloated, Marxist, communist, socialist, dark side, dumb donkey. He lives in the United States, but is against the United States. So, Michael Moore is just a total hypocrite. I mean, if he was living in Venezuela or Cuba, Michael Moore would be a slim, trim, not fat, bloated, oversized moron. Mm-hmm. But he lives here in America. But he's not living in Venezuela, and they're all getting out of because they're starving to death. He doesn't live in Cuba. They're all starving to death down there, and the buildings are going to hell. But he lives in America. I mean, talk about a hypocrite. And Cap, Mary, Cap, and Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Very well said. Okay.
Good morning.
Yep, very well said. What do you think?
Yeah, well, somebody who can argue with that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the stuff that he's done. I mean, the guy is more socialist than some socialists are, in my opinion, but that's just me. You know, we had the World Economic Forum and their paper that they put out from the World Economic Forum say gas prices must go higher to save the democracy. Who are they kidding?
Liberal world order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
That's their word. Liberal world order.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I remember them saying that last week. Two of them. Got caught in their own words, didn't they?
Well, I mean, they put it out there. They say, what's the cliche? They said the quiet part out loud. That's what it is.
Now, former Trump White House official Peter Navarro, who was indicted back in June on contempt charges after he defied the January 6th committee subpoena, said that he would respect his attorney's wishes and not comment about Steve Bannon's willingness to testify, but noted that he himself is facing prison time of up to 2 years, and he's already $400,000 in debt in terms of legal costs, where he's had some help from some big donors, but not a lot. And he's insisting that it's not his privilege to waive his privilege, as the Justice Department has done with Steve Bannon.
Well, Trump just relieved Bannon of executive privilege, so mm-hmm. that's the reason that he is testifying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the status is of Navarro and, you know, that going forward, so I can't really say.
Well, we can all agree that the main aim of the House Select Committee, the January 6th Select Committee, and even a large number of Democrats polled, 62% across the country in the latest INI TIPP poll, say that it is primarily just to stop President Donald Trump from running in 2024.
Well, that's right. But it's also an indictment for anybody who, one, voted for Trump, or two, Trump's doctrine. In other words, Trump's policies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think enough of that is being understood. I think probably the only one that's probably explained it the best is Laura Ingraham, which I heard her say it, I don't know, last week sometime or maybe week before. This could come back if it's done an interesting way. This could come back to really hurt the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's other things that they should really be investigating, and one is the fact that Biden is sending and selling our oil from the emergency reserves.
Yes.
To foreign countries.
Including Hunter Biden's little pals.
Well, it's a company, to one of them, to a company that Hunter Biden was invested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was actually thinking about last night, if you ever listen to Adam Schiff, which is a hard thing to do, especially for the two impeachments, the way he described things, it may be right or wrong, but it was a Hollywood script. I mean, his delivery was quite compelling. Wouldn't it be interesting to see how Adam Schiff would, with his exceptional description talents, describe how corrupt the entire Biden crime family is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody giving him the script and say, okay, why don't you get out there and read this one? I mean, it's, we're in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen, and I, you know, part of, interestingly enough, and it might be one of the reasons that this laptop thing isn't in turbo speed when it comes to the FBI, because in Hunter Biden's contact list on his phone are two FBI, or were two FBI cyber experts.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the FBI, but they are in the cyber wing. Mm. Now, yeah. So how is it that, I mean, somebody think about this for a second. All of these people that Hunter was dealing with in whatever country and dealing with in government, the State Department, the FBI, how is it that Hunter came to know these people? The only way is through his father.
Right.
Or through his partners, including John Kerry's son-in-law.
Correct.
So not enough is being described here. I mean, there's no way that Hunter Biden would know X person over in Kazakhstan or X person in Russia or China or wherever else, unless it came from somebody else. Meet with this person, meet with that person, call this person, get this agreement. So, you know, it either came from some people at the State Department or it came from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Period. There's no other way to describe it. And let's not forget, air quote, that Biden, as a senator, was supposed to have more foreign policy expertise on his resume than anybody else.
Right.
So something's just very funky here that we're missing a whole point of all of this thing with the Biden crime family.
You know who Oberlin College is?
I do.
They owe $4 million for refusing to pay a $36 million bill to the bakery that it defamed.
Yep.
So I guess the bakery is going to be SOL, go bankrupt as a result of it, and Oberlin College will still be in business.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Fun. Isn't this fun?
Wonderful. There's one rule for the one side and one rule for the other side, right? Right.
That's right.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about, and take advantage. Sign up for her articles.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The White House believes the Kremlin is turning to Iran to boost its arsenal in its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Middle East country is preparing to give Russia several hundred unmanned aerial vehicles, including weapons-capable drones.
Our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
Sullivan adds it's not clear if delivery has been made, but he says the U.S. will continue to do its part to help in the defense of Ukraine. One-time advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon, will go on trial for contempt of Congress without delay starting next week. That's the ruling from a federal judge. The charges come after Bannon refused for months to cooperate with the House Select 1-6 Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And we're going to tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, are going to make you into an aviation maintenance technician. That's a very high-paying, in-demand job. It's a career that you'll have forever. You'll be certified. You can work anywhere in the world. And you heard me right. Now, there are two locations. The one is in Clearwater, Florida. That's right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, I want you to go over and look at the website first, naa.edu, see what they're all about, see the pictures, see the different statements that are made in there so you understand what it is you're getting yourself into, and then call the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And set up an appointment and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses or even both. That way you'll have both to choose from. You see them both. You get to talk to students at both.
You get to talk to instructors at both, and you get to talk to the money people that handle the student loans at both. Now, civilians, that's a student loan. Military, you have your GI Bill. They are trained to help you with both. Now, some of you are going to be getting out of the military, and you'll have 100% of your GI Bill, so no problem there. Some of you may have been out a while and already used part of your GI Bill, so we'll have to find out how much of that is left to you and if it will cover the entire training course at the National Aviation Academy. If it does, no problem. If it doesn't, well, then you use the rest of your benefits and you get a student loan to cover the rest. But at any point, you are going to come out of there with a very high-paying, in-demand job that is definitely going to be well worth the effort. So, I'll do this again. Website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Campuses, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. And the phone number to set up an appointment, 800-659-2080. Well, the Air Force said that it will slow its enlisted promotions for the next 2 years as it tries to spread airmen more evenly across the ranks. We'll see what happens there. That may not be met with open arms, but we'll see. We'll see what happens there. By the way, a Navy sailor was found dead on the USS Carl Vinson, the aircraft carrier, while it was docked at the pier at the Naval Air Station, North Island, found on Sunday. So far, there's no report of any foul play. And did you hear what happened to the Harry S. Truman? A Navy F-A-18 Super Hornet just blew off the deck and went overboard on the deployed aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman on Friday. It was due to intense winds and heavy rain in the Mediterranean Sea. So they lost the jet. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it back or not, but it went into the drink, and that's it. Goodbye. See ya. Wow. I'm telling you, that just doesn't happen that much. But be advised, out there in the water, a lot of things can happen, especially on the open sea. You got nothing around you but wind and waves. Now, some good news for the veterans. The unemployment rate for veterans in every era since the Vietnam War fell below 3% in June. The first time those various generations of troops have reached that mark early since 2019, we're back down below 3% again. How about that? That's good numbers for the vets. And thank you very much to the civilians that are out there hiring the vets that are making that happen. Now, the United States announced that it is sending the Ukraine up to $400 million in additional military equipment and supplies, including four more medium-ranged rocket systems and ammunition as the embattled nation tries to repel Russia's advances in the Donbas region, which is not going to happen. The Russians have already pretty much taken control of that region. Now, will they be able to drive them out? Maybe. Some areas? Maybe. But altogether, I don't think so. We'll see, though. We'll see. Now, the UN and the U.S. have been doing a lot of teaching, and the allies, by the way, the NATO forces, have been doing a lot of teaching of the Ukraine and their military. And now we can say, without any doubt whatsoever, that the war tactics are reaffirming the U.S. Army's modernization thrust with what's going on with the Ukraine. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has shown the U.S. Army that its modernization priorities are properly focused, So says General James McConville, the service's chief of staff. He said that to reporters on July 7th during a visit to U.S. Army Europe and Africa's headquarters in Wiesbaden, Germany. Now, the death toll in that apartment building that was hit by Russian missiles is now up to 24. There's still about 15 people missing. It could go much higher. We'll see. Also, Ukraine's military has seen a spike in the number of women who have volunteered to join its ranks amid its deadly war against Russia. And yes, they are out on the front lines. You bet they are. How about that? By the way, Grady Kirpassi, a retired Marine and Iraq war veteran, who was last seen battling Russian forces nearly 3 months ago, has not been heard from since, and his loved ones fear that he's been killed or captured, and say the U.S. response so far is inadequate. Well, we'll have to wait and find out. No comment yet from the U.S. And Ukraine plans a million-strong army equipped with NATO weapons to retake the south of the country from occupying Russians. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, but a million-strong army? Wow. We'll see. I guess anything's possible, right? Now, the Department of Defense is seeking to recoup thousands of dollars from former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, after determining that the retired general failed to disclose foreign payments. Now, these are unsanctioned foreign payments, according to a report. All I know is that I'm looking at a report from the Hill. I'm sure that's going to be met with some real gusto, because hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure the general is going to want to pay that or think that he should have to. But then again, never say never. We don't know what's going on now, do we? Okay. I hear the music. You hear the music. That means Chris Markowski's right around the corner. So, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars.
Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Acura dealership. That's Moss, M-U-S, Acura, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online, mossacura.com. Now, one of the reasons that they're doing so well and they get customers sent to them from our radio show is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. That's one of the reasons. The other is the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, those two things all by themselves just tells you that they care. They really care. And they go out of their way to try to make you feel like part of the Moss family, which that's what it is. When you buy a vehicle from them or you do business with them, you're part of the family, and they will treat you as such. So go over to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, right now we have got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question. You ready?
Okay.
Who goes first, Joe or Kamala?
Oh, geez, I don't know. How do you get rid of Kamala, though? I mean, I don't.
You make her Secretary of State or some sort of appointment like that, and you know, you. Yep.
Didn't that happen with Spiro Agnew?
Yeah.
Did he just resign?
No, he resigned because he got indicted.
Yeah, something. I mean, that's what I got.
Got indicted. Yep.
Because I don't know what the the formal process is for vice presidents. Vice presidents, you know, doesn't really do anything. It's just, you know, just kind of there. So it's interesting, but, I don't know. I see the poll numbers. Everybody does at this point in time. I still find it fascinating that, 70% of Democrats still have a favorable view of the guy. You know, you just take a look around and it's just, you know, fumbling and bumbling and stumbling over one thing after another after another. So, I, you know, you again, elections have consequences. You know, buckle up, Buttercup. We've got another couple of years of this.
Now, there are a lot of people leaving the Biden administration right now, people in the Oval Office itself that are working as staff there, and some other people that have been part of the woodwork in different agencies are leaving. Now, there's a reason for that, we think, and I'm just waiting to find out for sure, but there's a reason for that, we think, and we think the reason might be because Mr. Durham and company have got one hell of an investigation going, and there may be something really big on the horizon coming.
Well, I don't know, Matt. I'll be honest with you. You know, been there, done that. I mean, Durham just had an investigation, and what do we get out of that? Basically, we got nothing.
It's not over. It's not over.
I guess, but, you know, I mean, what are they investigating now? Hunter's laptop? I mean, that's
it's the laptop kept it going, and there's more stuff on the laptop right now that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy stuff that's coming off that at this point in time. So I don't know. I think that that's probably one of the fears that Democrats have is that, you know, the Republicans take over the House and Senate. They start holding investigations. They start controlling all of these investigations into these things. You know, I understand that. I mean, but Washington has turned into too much payback rather than getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather see Republicans, you know, focus on getting rid of the administrative state, getting regulations down, simplifying the tax code, doing a myriad of different things to help make life easier. You know, going out there and expanding upon energy and becoming energy independent. These are things that Americans at home really care about.
That's right. We're going to get into that in a minute. Right now, let's go to the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is Andy Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
You got a question for Chris. We've got such an unbelievable debt, there's really no feasible way we're going to be able to pay for it. And they can raise interest rates all they want, but as long as they keep the cream press and spending up, they'll never catch up. My question is, what is the breaking point? We obviously won't go bankrupt per se, even though we're broke, but there's also a real steep slide towards the Venezuela or Zimbabwe. I'd like to know what your opinion on what that point's going to be.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, the United States, you know, with the, you know, going back to Bretton Woods and our currency being the reserve currency in the world kind of secured us this position. You know, believe it or not, you know, based upon our debt to GDP, as bad as god awful as it is here in this country, you know, Japan is worse, for example. As long as people continue to buy the debt, and you're right, you know, the Fed steps in and can monetize a lot of this, that limits how much the Fed can deal with inflation in regards to interest rates, by the way, the more problematic it becomes. We've been basically free riding for a long time because of these ultra low interest rates. It gets to be a real problem when, you know, the debt on our interest starts being part of our budget at a trillion and a half. A year, and that's if they really raised rates where they needed to really snuff out inflation almost immediately. But I don't see that happening. I really don't. And I, you know, the breaking point, I wish I could tell you. I don't know, but either side of the aisle, they really don't care much about controlling spending. They really don't. They back away from it every single time. I mean, you know, you mentioned this yesterday. Rick Scott's got a plan, and, you know.
Yeah, he does. A 10-point plan. I've seen it.
Yeah, it does. You know, Mitch McConnell wants no part of it. You go back to Obama when they had that Simpson-Bowles commission. It was a bipartisan look at, like, trying to, you know, get things under control. Was anything done? No. Go back to the Bush administration dealing with entitlements and reform for Social Security and Medicare. Anything done? No. So, you know, they talk around the edges, and they really don't want to deal with it. And no matter what president is, no matter whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump or George W. Bush, it doesn't matter. And let's, you know, call it what it is. We were in really good fiscal shape back at the end of the Clinton administration with the help of the Republicans in the House at that point in time. And we've gone a complete 180 when it comes to that.
Yeah, I was at one of the best points that I ever was at in my career at the time. Our fire department had a lot of extra money. I got a promotion. I got a pay raise. And I was doing quite well. And the only time after that I did as good, not quite as good, was under Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump, I think, had a lot to do with, obviously, the bringing back the lower tax brackets, getting rid of some of the regulation. I think it was very helpful. But, you know, again, you know, what this nation could be capable of if we, you know, actually lived within our means and paid this debt down and wasn't paying so much in interest costs. I mean, just to put it in perspective, those interest rates go up. You're talking a trillion and a half. I mean, that's more than we spend on Social Security a year. Mm-hmm. That's more than we spend on the military
Now, the Bank of America thinks the U.S. economy has shrank for a second consecutive quarter as consumer spending softened. Now, in recent weeks, data surprises relative to our forecast have been generally to the downside and suggest the U.S. economy has likely contracted in the first half of the year. That's the first two quarters. And they believe that our GDP, once again, according to their forecast, is negative 1.2%.
There we go, 1.5 and then 1.2. I don't know if they're going to call it in a recession. It's, you know, it fits some of the criteria. It might be the case. We'll see what's going to happen. I think it's the jobs numbers that's really making the entire situation odd. In the sense that, you know, it's quite frankly just how tight the jobs market continues to be.
Good. Now, only 1% in a New York Times poll view Joe Biden's economy as good. Only 1%.
What does a 1% see?
I agree with you, but that's the lowest number I've heard yet. How about you?
Yeah, I want that.
Also, people. Okay. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Have a great day up there.
All right.
Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website. Go over there. Check it out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You'll be glad you did. All right. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news, and then Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. People seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.